Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. On this podcast, I talk about the spiritual, the mystical, the psychological, the new earth, ghosts, aliens, and so much more. Sometimes interviewing fascinating guests, and other times it's just me talking about the wonders of life. Welcome to Dreamscape. Hello and welcome to Dreamscape, my sweet dreamers, because in today's episode we're going to talk about some of the most common dreams. We'll take 10 of them. There are so many to talk about, but I'll just mention 10 of the most common dreams and what they can mean. Now, remembering that all dreams are individual to the person, but this is more of a sort of, you know, to take into consideration when you are dreaming whatever it is you're dreaming. It could maybe help you be, you know, but then you have to be more specific in what you are actually feeling in the dream. And, you know, it's a lot of factors to take into account. So this is an overall view of what it could mean when you dream these types of dreams. I remember, as I've said before, like pretty much all my dreams, like this week, I could tell you a few dreams that I've been dreaming. One I had the other day was actually quite sweet that I haven't never had before. I dreamt that I had a garden, because I don't have a garden now. I live in a flat, and I had a garden, and there was loads of strawberries, just so many strawberries. I also, in the same dream, Mercury was, I think it was Mercury, or was it Pluto maybe? Maybe Pluto, it was Pluto, that was Earth's dominant planet in astrology in my dream. So endings and beginnings and stuff. So we had shitloads of strawberries, which I love, but we couldn't have much more of many other fruits because we had to focus on the one thing, or I don't know. It was crazy. And then a couple of days later, I dreamt my mom, who's 71. I don't know. She's really young for her age. Like, she's, you would never think she's like 71. She's, I always keep thinking she's like 55 or something. That doesn't make any sense since I'm 43. But anyway, I dreamt she had twins, and then she had twins again, like only like a couple of weeks later or something. So she had four babies. it's so funny. And I also dreamt about, I don't know, it just is never ending dream scenarios, dream world. I'm in the dreamscape. It's like my body goes, like this body goes to sleep, and my soul just takes off and goes on off on adventures and whatever. But I think that psychologically we do go through a lot in our dream states, where we process so much of what's going on around us. And I think that when we, if we get good at interpreting our dreams, it can help us psychologically so much. Then of course, on a spiritual level, we get insights and signs and messages all the time. But if we look at the psychologically speaking, then we can, you know, both psychologically and spiritually actually learn a lot from what we're up to during our lovely little hours of beauty sleep. So let's get into the a few of these dreams. So first one I want to talk about is teeth falling out. I get this, I've had this dream like 1,000 times, and it's like, but I, normally it's like I can't close my mouth properly. It's like there's something wrong with closing my mouth. I can't really close it. Sometimes it's my teeth falling out. Sometimes it's, there's something just off with your teeth. It doesn't, you know, have to be the teeth falling out, but it's the sensation of feeling uneasy and your teeth just crumbling or being, I don't know, rotten or something. It's, and it's not a nice dream. It's quite uncomfortable, to say the least. This could be because the reason you're dreaming this, it could be that you have a fear of how you are perceived by other people. A lot of people do feel this, so it could be that you have that fear. When you look at who you are surrounded with at the time, or maybe it's a new job, or maybe you feel like you've been misunderstood, or, you know, it's also the communication, you know, with our teeth, it's like our mouth. And if they're like being a nuisance, we can't communicate properly. So thinking of maybe there's a communication issue there. And also obviously our teeth, I mean, not having pretty teeth, it's like a lot to do with our looks and the way people see us. And maybe we are not feeling that attractive when we're having this dream. I mean, in real life, maybe we're not feeling that attractive, and that is probably maybe why we're having the dream. So that could be a few different reasons to why you are having this type of dream. Next dream is being chased. I'm sure all of you have had this dream. You're, you know, being chased by pretty much anything. I was chased by Freddy Krueger once in my dream when I was a kid. I remember this dream, and he, you know, it's so ironic, just like Freddy Krueger, and he's running after me in the woods, and I'm like, ah, you know, and then he catches up to me, and he starts like, you know, attacking me with a knife, I think, in my back. But the funny thing is, I remember the dream not being all too scary. It didn't freak me out. I mean, it was uncomfortable, but it wasn't like I've had lots of worse dreams than that. It was almost like I was watching a film, but I was in the film, that kind of feeling, you know, because you do have different types of dreams. And when you're feeling that you're inside, like, you can either feel like you really think it's happening for real, or it can be this kind of dreamy feeling around it where you do feel like you're almost watching a film, but you're in the film, and it's not as scary as it would be if it happened in real life, if that makes sense. So when you're having this dream about being chased, it's you're feeling chased in real life. You're feeling under pressure to get things done, or you're feeling like you're just probably quite stressed in real life. And what are you running from? What is it that you're feeling uncomfortable with? What, like, really ask yourself that question. What is it that I'm running from? What do I feel right now in my life that is uncomfortable, that I don't want to deal with, but that maybe you have to deal with? You know, ask yourself that question, because it's very, like, dreams are so metaphorical. They're quite honest and open, to be honest, like, with you. And if you ask that question, like, okay, I'm being chased, I'm running from something, what are you running from? Like, what is it in your life that you just really don't want to have to deal with? And then take it from there. Next dream is unable to find a toilet. This is hilarious how many times I've had this dream. And it's like, I, you know, you walk around, in my case, I just remember so many times I cannot find a toilet. And the toilets, if I do find a toilet, they are so public, like, everyone can see it, or you have to sort of climb up to one that's on a wall or something, or it's like see-through glass, or, you know, like a million and one things. And it's so funny when you wake up, it's like you laugh at it because it's almost that funny. It's like, oh my god, you know, and I can't find this toilet. And it's really frustrating as well as funny when you wake up, or not, you know. You could wake up and feel like, oh, you know, that was really uncomfortable, but in my case, I'm like, oh my god. So what is that? What does that mean? When we go to the toilet, we're taking care of our needs. It's a need to go to the bathroom to empty your bowels. And when you don't get your needs met, that dream pops up fairly regularly. So it could be that you put other people's needs in front of your own. You don't think about your own needs, and you don't fulfill. This is not anybody else's fault, by the way. You need to figure out what you are what you are putting first, like why you are not putting your needs, why aren't they being met? And it's not that that person, you know, my partner, or my kids, whatever, they don't care. They won't take care of me and my needs. You need to take care of your needs. You need to make sure that you set those boundaries. And it doesn't mean that you give less, because in fact, when you look after yourself, you in fact give more, because you have more to give. You fill your cup up and then you actually can give more. That's how it works, you know. So when your needs aren't being met, and I know that I've done this a lot in my life, it stems from childhood, and it's like I've felt through some things that I've gone through that I've learned that I need to make sure that people around me are stable and happy, and you know, first, and then I can relax. So that means that I've learned that other people's needs are more important for my survival than my own needs. But it's the other way around. So I'm unlearning that belief system and trying to get into the new, where my needs, that is how I give the most, is when I meet my needs. I haven't actually had a toilet dream for a while now, but I have been working a lot on myself. So just ask yourself that, like, yeah, and as I said, you know, it doesn't mean being all selfish. That's actually the opposite. That's an ego thing. It's got so much to do with just being, you know, just being kind to yourself and realizing, okay, when your needs aren't being met, like, how can you meet those needs? It is important, really important, that you look after that, because that is how you give. Okay, I'm gonna go on to the next one. So being naked, yes. This is an interesting one. I've had this one as well. It's like walking around and realizing you're naked and, oh crap, there's nowhere to hide. There's no clothes to find. You're just completely exposed. And that is basically what that means. It means that you're exposed to the world. And maybe it's your problem. Maybe you are hiding something you don't want people to see, or you know, you're feeling like maybe something came up in the open and you weren't comfortable with it. So you are, like I said, exposed. But if you are naked in the dream and you're feeling really good about being naked in the dream, then that's a good thing. Then that means that you are comfortable with being your true self, like whatever's come up to the surface, whatever's come up, whatever you're showing outward, you're very comfortable with. You're like, well, this is me, and I feel good about that. And it's, you know, but if you're not feeling good about it, it could be that you're just exposed as, like, you know, or the trying to hide something could also mean that you're trying to hide something. Okay, so failing exams. This one is a bummer, because you feel, you know, you're not prepared for tests in the dream. You can't find the classroom. You're late to school. Like, you know, any of those is within that dream. And it's the being scared of, well, a possibility. I don't want to say this is like a fact, but it could mean that you are not comfortable with the next step in your life. You're sort of fearful about, or not feeling prepared for, the next phase of your life. Maybe it's like you're starting a new job. Maybe you are breaking up with someone. Maybe you're moving house. It could just mean that you're not feeling prepared and you're feeling anxious about just moving forward, and you're scared of failing. You're scared of failure. And failure is something that needs to happen in life for us to grow. So failure isn't a negative term. Like, everyone's always said, well, everyone's always said, but people tend to see failure as something negative, but it isn't negative. It's actually just potential for our growth. And when we see it like that, it, you know, it doesn't matter if you start a new job and it wasn't for you, or you start a new relationship and it wasn't for you, or you get rejected, or you move and it wasn't for you, or whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. It's all growth. It's all experience. There is no right or wrong, or, you know, fail or win with that. You just go with the flow. And I think a lot of that is fear based on what other people are going to think of you, because like in society, we have this very narrow way of how you're supposed to be, when nobody actually fits into that stupid narrow path, you know, pathway or whatever. You just like, just realize that nobody likes that. Nobody is in there. Just be yourself. Jeez. And just move on. I'm so sick of the whole, I'm so outside of the box that, you know, it's like Joey and Friends. It's like, it's a line. Like, you're so far from the line, you can't even see the line. I can't even see the box. So moving on, flying. Oh, this is a good one. I love to fly in my dreams. Recently, I haven't really done it that much. I'll not go into why, but I just tried to. It's when I lucid dream. Flying can mean a few different things depending on how it feels in the dream. If you're flying free and it feels amazing, then that's great. If you're flying and it feels like you're escaping, or you're flying from something, it could be that you just want to get away and fly away from it. If you're flying and you don't have control of how you're flying, you could be feeling out of control in real life. Yeah, and there's a few different things. And where you are flying, like ask yourself where you're flying, the feeling of it, were you in control? And yeah, what people were there, etc., etc. There are so many factors. But normally when somebody dreams they're flying, it tends to be like an exhilarating dream of being free, feeling on top of things, feeling this freedom in your body. Then we have falling, which means, well, out of control. You just don't have, you feel like you may feel like you don't have control over your life or any of that. And if you're falling into water, which means like water is feelings, then you're probably maybe falling for somebody. So it's, again, metaphorically speaking. Or if you're just falling and you're freaking terrified, then you're just anxious and stressed in life of not having control. So figure out what it is that you maybe could maybe get control over, but then again, try and just let it go. If you don't have control over it, you don't have control over everything in life. You don't. Just do your best and then let it go. If there's something that you know for sure, well, I can't control this. Like if you or somebody you love has cancer, for instance, the only thing you can do is be there for them. But you feeling out of control there because you don't have the power to nurse them back to health, that the only thing that you can do is be loving in actually any situation. But you need to know and understand that you can't, it's not up to you to cure them. It's not your life journey. It's that person's life journey. They have, for whatever reason, they are ill at that moment. And there's maybe a reason behind it. Maybe there isn't. We don't know. But feeling that you need the control is just going to create stress and anxiety for you. And you could turn ill because of that. You can't help anybody if you turn ill. Crashing a car, or the thing that I dream a lot is just not having control over the car. I'll drive a car and, you know, I can't get the pedals to work the way they're meant to. I can't find the gears. I you know, I don't know where I am. I'm on the wrong side of the road. Like it's freaking scary. And the reason you could be having this dream is because you're again feeling out of control. It's the same as sometimes I dream I'm in an elevator and I crash. No, I don't crash, but it's like it goes really fast up or really fast down. Like I have no control over the elevator. I never get to where I want to go. And this is kind of the same thing. Like you are steering your way through life and you feel like you don't have control. So again, letting go of the control, just being like, okay, I'm going to go with the flow and take one day at a time. And that is the absolute most important thing. It's just one thing at a time. Next dream is when you find in your dream an unused room, like a new room in your house or something. I love this dream. I love it because this could mean that you have noticed or become aware of different parts of yourself, whether you think about it or not, within yourself that are as big. I mean, you are infinite, really. And you're just like getting these new rooms. And if it's a white room, it could be a canvas for like, oh, you could create your own reality and what you want to happen next. Or it could just be new rooms that are infinitely big you know, that you're like, wow, this is a new part of me. Like dreams are always parts of you, and it's like new adventures, like new parts of you that you've unlocked. I love this dream because it's so like exciting, because you're like, oh, what have I unlocked now? It's so exciting. Then sometimes I'll have rooms that are crazy haunted. So big parts of me that I feel are crazy haunted, because you know, dreaming of ghosts means that you have unresolved issues. That can be very scary. And those are just rooms that I don't even recognize, or I don't know if they're mine, or, you know, anything like that. Those can be quite scary. But the other dreams where it's just new rooms, just new big rooms, and they feel amazing. I love those dreams. So that's almost always just a positive thing. You're expanding, you're learning, and it's new parts of you. You're beautiful, beautiful you. Running late. This is basically, well, when you're dreaming that you're running late, it just means that you're feeling late for something. You feel like you don't have time in your waking life. So making a list and seeing, okay, what is it? Like make a list of all the things you feel like you have to do today, and then take off, like, what do I really have to do? Can I scratch something? Do I really have to do all this? What can I scratch? What's not that important? What's like if I didn't do this, like what is the worst thing that could happen? Like, and if it's not a big deal, scratch that. Make time to just breathe, to just maybe do some mindfulness practices to be you, you know. Just because it can be, you know, you need to, like, we're so stressed today. I did a weekly breather today where I just talked about how we are unnecessarily stressed today. We are stressing about pretty much everything. Oh, my cushion is not fluffed. Okay, now I totally exaggerated my butt off, but you know what I mean? It's like so many things that we don't need to stress about. There's so many things where, you know, I think kids do too many activities. Like, I don't think they need to do so many activities. Not all kids, but quite a lot of kids. They have like ballet one day, the scouts the next, the football the third, blah, blah, blah. And it just never ends. And it's like, I think we're stressing the kids, to be honest. And it includes ourselves. Like, we can't sit still and just breathe for 5 minutes. A lot of people actually get freaked out by that, just that thought. Okay, can you sit down and just do nothing besides breathe for 5 minutes? And a lot of people, it just freaks them out. And I dare you to try to do that, because your body is often on overload. Like us as a society, we are on overload. with stress, and we tend to not be down in our parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest. We are often, way too often, up in our sympathetic nervous system where we feel like we're under attack, which isn't normal. It's just normal to have that when we are chased by, like when our life is in actual danger. And when our bodies are in that state too much, then we age prematurely. We get sick, we get ill with stuff, and it's just not worth it. Like, find yourself a few moments each day just to, even if you can just like find yourself a few moments three times a day where you take three breaths and just deep breaths, and that is all you do. So it's not even a big thing. Just try and get that in your routine. Put it on your phone as a notification. Okay, it's time to breathe. Three deep breaths, and that is all you do. You're not reading any emails as you're doing it. You're not nothing. Like, yeah, maybe put on some meditation music, because I tend to have meditation music when I do a breath work. But or nothing. Literally nothing. Don't just, and it takes what, three deep breaths? It doesn't even take a minute, you know. So try and do that and get yourself back into being in the present moment where you can understand and proceed with life in a more relaxed way. So anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed today's podcast with the dream analyzing. And honestly, just DM me with your dreams and I could maybe do some dream analyzing with your dreams. But you have to be very specific then in what happened, like who else was there, how did you feel? That is a big one. How did you feel in the dream when this thing happened? And yeah, and I'll share it if you like. And have a beautiful, wonderful day. Love you so much. Bye for now.